Training Day by user Brock Payne, a Battletopia listener.
Lytton, Rimward Periphery, Tuesday, October 1st, 3016.
All right, Teacup, are you ready?
Stephen Wallace hung off the side of the Stinger's head, peering down at the girl inside. She wouldn't be the first mech warrior Stephen had trained, and she likely wouldn't be the last. But for certain, she'd be the most important.
Aye, I'm ready, Daddy,
his daughter said. At 15 years of age, she fits snugly in the Stinger's cockpit, though judging by her gangly legs and elbows, she likely wouldn't for much longer.
Nay, remember what I taught ye,
Stephen said, and lowered the neuro helmet down over his daughter's head.
Just like we practiced the Sims, Teacup. Training mode on. Just want you to run around the circuit twice and come back to the stand.
Yes, Daddy,
his daughter replied. Her voice came out muffled underneath the neuro helmet.
Now you let me get clear before you start off,
Stephen said, stepping off the Stinger's shoulder and back onto the scissor lift. He lowered it and moved away, getting clear of the mech. Truth be told, he'd never expected this particular life challenge. He'd grown up on Davin-occupied Northwind, dreaming of the chance to join the legendary Highlanders. That dream died hard, but it still died. He wasn't good enough, the recruiter said, and so he wandered across half the Innosphere with a band of, well, they weren't exactly angels, were they? Doing all manner of odd jobs for an interesting variety of people. He obtained the Stinger in the Duchy of Orient at a time he didn't expect to reach the ancient age of 30, let alone someday be teaching a daughter how to pilot a mech she'd someday inherit. But Stephen Wallace always appreciated a new challenge. He slipped a comm headset on.
You got to go now, lassie,
he said.
Haste ye back now, aye?
She didn't reply, but the Stinger lurched forward. The first step wasn't usually the hardest, Stephen knew. It was the fourth, which seemed to be when most of his trainees took a tumble. To his immense pride, his daughter stayed upright, wobbling back and forth around the training field.
Will doon, lassie,
he said, and a smile split his face. She said over the comm.
Daddy? You're fine, Teacup,
he encouraged her. And she was, mostly. Maybe a bit off balance. Well, moving with all the artistic grace of a Highlander on his 12th whiskey.
A wee more to the left. Your other left, lassie. That's a three.
At perhaps the lowest speed possible, she collided with a palm tree. It bent with the impact and she rebounded. The mech went down slowly and landed on its back. A frightened shriek carried over the comm when his daughter hastily informed him.
I'm okay.
Stephen Wallace grinned.
First time I walked a mech, lassie, I stepped on a car. You're doing fine. But now, you got to learn a new lesson. How to stand back up again.
I apologise unreservedly to any Scottish people listening. I tried. Oh man, but now I want to hear more about Teacup. So, a massive thank you to Brock Payne for writing this. I hope I've done it justice, or, you know, at least I've done something. That's all we've got time for now, guys. I've been Shrapnel. Stay safe out there, and haste ye back.